This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Extra Lease LLC. Respondent, V. United Translogistics, Incans, Appellant. Decided August 12, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. 1XTRA Lease LLC. Num ED131144. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County. Versi, cause number 23SL, CC02598, United Translogistics, Inc., Honorable David L. Vincent, III, Appellant. Filed August 12, 2025. Introduction. Appellant, United Translogistics appeals the Circuit Court's denial of Appellant's motion to set aside the default judgment entered against Appellant and in favor of Respondent Extra Lease, LLC. Appellant's first motion to set aside the default judgment was not timely appealed, and the second motion to set aside the default judgment is barred by res judicata. We affirm the Circuit Court's denial of Appellant's second motion to set aside the default judgment. Factual and procedural background: Respondent filed a petition on June 22, 2023 against Appellant alleging breach of contract, action on account, and seeking an injunction. The petition sought damages in an amount not less than $48,803.57. Appellant was timely served and did not contest the action, and respondent filed a motion for default judgment on November 9, 2023. The motion stated, too, that the damages, as of the date of filing, totaled $327,509.45, plus a daily interest accruing at $147.83 per day, and any future incurred attorney's fees and costs. The Circuit Court granted respondent's motion and entered default judgment against appellant on November 16, 2023, awarding $328,089.45 in damages, plus daily interest and future attorney's fees and costs. Appellant's first pleading in the case was on April 12, 2024, when it filed a motion to set aside the default judgment pursuant to Rule 74.05D. 1. The motion argued that there was good cause for setting aside the default judgment because appellant's president was out of the country when appellant was served and no one informed appellant's president of the suit. The motion also challenged the amount of damages requested in the motion for default judgment and awarded by the Circuit Court. On July 19, 2024, both parties appeared at a hearing on the motion for default judgment, after which the Circuit Court reserved ruling until July 24, 2024. Appellant filed a motion for leave to amend its motion to set aside the default judgment on July 24, 2024, specifically requesting leave to amend the motion to include a request for relief under Rule 74.06, arguing that the judgment was irregular because it awarded damages in excess of the damages requested in the petition, and attaching a copy of the amended motion. Appellant's motion for leave to amend made Rule 74.06 arguments. Appellant contends provided support for the setting aside of the default judgment. The Circuit Court denied the motion to set aside the default judgment on August 5, 2024. Appellant did not appeal. Appellant filed a second motion to set aside the default judgment under Rule 74.06 on October 15, 2024. Respondent did not file a responsive pleading. The Circuit Court entered an order denying the second motion on November 12, 2024. This appeal follows. 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2024. 3. Standard of review. We review the denial of a motion brought pursuant to Rule 74.06b to determine if the trial court abused its discretion. Kissy v. Easy Pawn, LLC, 290 SW3D 748, 749, Modotz Appi SD, 2009. In determining whether to set aside the default judgment, the Circuit Court has broad discretion, and its decision shall not be reversed unless the record clearly and convincingly proves an abuse of that discretion. In Remarriage of Hendricks, 183 SW3D 582, 587, MoBank, 2006. An abuse of discretion occurs when the ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances, then before the trial court, and is so unreasonable and arbitrary that the ruling shocks the sense of justice and indicates a lack of careful consideration. Wetzel v. Rudensach-Kauser, 702 SW3D 469, 474-75, Nemojadet App, WD 2024, Rieg and or transfer denied, Dexter 24-2024, internal quotations omitted. Discussion. In a single point on appeal, appellant argues that the circuit court erred in denying appellant's Rule 74.06b motion to set aside the default judgment. Appellant contends that the default judgment was irregular in that it awarded respondent damages in excess of the amount prayed for in the petition. Respondent argues that this appeal is barred by the doctrine of res judicata because appellant's Rule 74.06b motion and its arguments in this appeal are substantially the same as the issues litigated in appellant's Rule 74.05d motion, which was never appealed. We agree. Rule 74.05d provides that after a default judgment has been